WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Singer and songwriter Laura Nyro died this week. She was 49 and had ovarian cancer. Nyro made her mark in the late 60s and early 70s, creating intensely reflective songs, blending folk, soul, and classic pop. Many of her songs were recorded by others, and her influence can be heard in the women who followed her. Music critic Milo Miles has this remembrance.
Laura Nyro was always doing for other people. Her first record came out in January 1967, and I insist she influenced the way Joni Mitchell sings, the way Suzanne Vega writes songs, and the way Tori Amos is a romantic. But probably few of their fans know who Nyro was. But for a while in the late 60s and early 70s, covering her songs was a sure thing for other performers. Barbra Streisand hit with Stony End, Three Dog Night did Eli's Coming, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears took off with And When I Die. Still, the group that had the most success with Nyro songs, The Fifth Dimension, is now considered the ultimate in uncool wimp soul. Laura Nyro was hooted off the stage at the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival because she didn't rock out enough, and she never chased a big public audience after that. It's a shame because she was absolutely a big city musician, steeped in New York's mix of blues, pop, gospel, rock, and Broadway. She wrote songs as catchy and concise as tunes from a classic musical. Yet she also wrote wild rave-ups as passionate as any in rock. Eli's Coming conveys the wrenched emotions of a young woman both infatuated and frightened of her lover, and tells more through the sound of her voice and the music than the lyrics.
Eli's Coming.
Nyro is often dismissed as being only for the nostalgic or the soft-hearted, especially since she shifted from being an urban sorceress to a devout tree-hugger. But I think her ideals were consistent. Because she swept all the sounds she loved into her music and made them work harmoniously, she was always practicing an ecology of the spirit. Laura Nyro was short of humor, and she liked to bang on the high keys of emotionalism too much. But none of that matters with a music that can console and seduce with such power.
Laura Nyro died this week. She was 49. A 2-CD collection of her music, The Best of Laura Nyro, Stone Soul Picnic, was released in February on Columbia Legacy. Milo Miles is a music critic based in Cambridge, Massachusetts.